This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today emphasized the crucial role of the Indian diaspora in transforming the country into a developed nation by 2047. Addressing the gathering after inaugurating the 18th Pravasi Bharatiya Divas Convention at Bhubaneswar in Odisha, the Prime Minister praised the diaspora for its significant role in global development and for their contribution to India's growth story. He highlighted the role of Indian values in gaining global respect for the diaspora. Stressing the significance of India's democratic ethos, Mr. Modi said, India is not just the mother of democracy, but democracy is ingrained in our way of life.
बीते 10 वर्षों में मेरी दुनिया के अनेक लीडर से मुलाकात हुई. दुनिया का हर लीडर अपने देश के भारतीय डायस्पोरा की आप सभी की बहुत प्रशंसा करता है. वो सोशल वैल्यूज है जो आप सभी वहां की सोसाइटी में एड करते हैं. हम सिर्फ मदर ऑफ डेमोक्रेसी ही नहीं है बल्कि डेमोक्रेसी हमारी लाइफ का हिस्सा है, हमारी जीवन पद्धति. हमें डायवर्सिटी सिखानी नहीं पड़ती, हमारा जीवन ही डायवर्सिटी से चलता है.
The Prime Minister said the country is excelling in all sectors including renewable energy, electric mobility, fighter aircraft manufacturing, metro and bullet trains, and soon Pravasi Bharatiyas will fly back to the country in Made in India aircraft. The Prime Minister acknowledged the contributions of former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee in establishing the Pravasi Bharatiya Divas, which has evolved into a vital platform to strengthen the bonds between India and its diaspora. On the occasion, Prime Minister Modi also virtually flagged off the inaugural journey of the Pravasi Bharatiya Express, a special tourist train for the Indian diaspora under the Pravasi Teerth Darshan Yojana. Speaking at the event, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar emphasized that hosting the Pravasi Bharatiya Divas Convention in Odisha reflects the Narendra Modi government's Purvoday policy, showcasing the development and cultural richness of eastern India. Chief guest and President of the Republic of Trinidad and Tobago, Christine Carla Kangalu, also virtually addressed the diaspora at the event. The three-day Pravasi Bharatiya Divas started yesterday with the inauguration of Yuva Pravasi Bhartiya Divas. President Draupadi Murmu will attend the valedictory function of the convention in Bhubaneswar tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has redefined India's relationship with its overseas communities, making them integral to the nation's global image and development. This was stated by Chairman of US-India Community Foundation, Dr. Bharat Barai, in an article written in a national daily. Dr. Barai said, events like Howdy Modi in Houston, Hala Modi in Kuwait, and numerous other across continents have highlighted the Prime Minister's personal connection with non-resident Indians and persons of Indian origin. This year, Odisha is hosting the Pravasi Bharatiya Divas, a platform that Mr. Modi has elevated to a celebration of Indian identity and pride. The Ministry of Home Affairs, MHA, has requested all states and union territories to organize a 100-day intensified campaign on tuberculosis, TB elimination in prisons and correctional institutions as part of the central government's commitment to eliminating the disease from the country. In a letter, the ministry asked all the states and union territories to organize screening camps and display information, education and communication material in all prisons. It also requested them to initiate the pledge Nikshay Shapath, shared by the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare from 27th of January to 2nd February. The ministry further urged the states and union territories to conduct awareness generation activities about TB for the staff of prisons and correctional institutions. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief over the loss of lives during the stampede at Tirupati in Andhra Pradesh. In a social media post, the President extended her condolences to the bereaved families and prayed for the speedy recovery of those injured. And with that, we end this news bulletin.